It's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you. Unlike usual, when I make a huge point to go see a movie, no matter what, this week there were finally no movies in English except for one horror film that we hadn't already seen. So they've kept on a number of movies at the Maison de Cinema, but I had thought that we would have Lilo and Stitch, the new version, to talk about, but that actually is only starting next Friday, and for mostly for kids, but maybe for grown-ups too. But the one that is going to be, I think, the blockbuster, again, starting next Friday, is the latest and maybe last version of Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, and I think it's his eighth one called, and this one is called something like Final Reckoning. And I think it's going to be kind of a hit, but I've read a couple of reviews. One was quite positive, one was quite negative. So we shall see. And definitely for the next Back to the Movies, we'll have watched that one and can give you the skinny on whether to go and see it or not. In general, though, I would like to, before I get cut off on my phone here, I'd like to say that it is a good time to go to the movies. All this rain, for one thing, means it's an especially good time, but there has to be some new movies playing in English to make it worthwhile. But in general, for the listening audience out there, try and make some time to go and see movies. Yes, there are plenty of movies available on your small screen at home through the streaming services. There's no question that there's a lot of those, and sometimes they go really quickly from a movie theater to see the small screen. The difference, though, is that on the big screen, rather, there is it's a little exciting to be in a movie theater and to have that large venue and the ultra-large screen. And at the Maison de Cinema, they have a very, very, very large room for big showings. And their Lux Theater is also a large room, costs a little more, but that's because the sound and the picture are really exceptional. So there are good reasons, if you're a cinephile, to not always just sort of stay home and watch TV, although that's a little bit tempting, but to make a point of getting out to your local theater, paying a few bucks, not many, maybe between $7 and $9. Get popcorn, get candy, get pop, and have a nice evening out. Maybe even go for dinner before or after downtown. So I think, as I said, I have nothing to report in the way of new movies. One of the things that happens here in Sherbrooke sometimes is they don't get, even if it's a totally English movie, they don't have it in English. And sometimes they will have it in English for the first week or two, and then it suddenly disappears and becomes only in French. So that's a little disheartening. But what it means is that get yourself out to the movies, but don't wait until too long after the movie has opened, because it may not be available in English beyond the first week or two. That has been known to happen quite often. So we'll catch you after the next opening is May 23rd. So after May 23rd, we'll have had a chance to see certainly the Mission Impossible movie, maybe Lilo and Stitch. Maybe there are some others that I'm not aware of. And I will happily talk to you about them after May 23rd.
Thanks very much, Melanie, and have a good week. Talk next week.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay.